KJW, KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, W4DJW.
Hey, boss. Doesn't look like we're going to make it today. Winds at my house on my station are 6 to 7 and swirling with gusts to 10 right now. And AccuWeather says it's going to 12 and 30 this afternoon by about 3 to 4.
Okay. Well, mine says it's 80 outside now, 80 degrees and sunny, 7-mile-an-hour winds, and no rain. And an hour from now, that's the 3 o'clock. An hour from now, it says it's 10-mile-an-hour winds, and then 2 hours from now, 8. 3 hours from now, 6. 4 hours from now, 5. It says it's going to drop from what it is now instead of go up.
Spin, crash, and burn. It's Larry, Moe, or Curly. But it sounded like N4WRO.
What's going on, guys? N4WRO.
It's Bill over in Easley. And he hears us on here and kind of gets a giggle out of us every now and then. I was wanting to get out of here and go fly this afternoon, but looks like the winds are going to be up a little too strong.
Yeah, I just finished loading the truck, and I got the last battery on charge. I was getting ready to head over that way, but I did it yesterday. I did go out yesterday, and it was like a bird flapping its wings because the wind was so strong. It was just up and down, up and down. The fuselage would go up, and the wings would go down. The fuselage would go down, the wings would go up. It was so windy.
And what was the wind reading yesterday? What was it?
That was a prediction of 9 miles an hour in Greer, and it was pretty bad. I did get it on the ground, but I only flew one flight, and I loaded up and left.
What do you think? You want to try to go over and try to get one in before we pack it in? I'm game if you are.
We might not be there long. I've got the airplanes loaded. I still got to load the transmitter and battery bag and all that stuff. I was planning on heading over there. My neighbors are out cutting their grass with their lawnmower. I figure I'll do that tomorrow.
Go ahead and jump on over there. It took me about 15 minutes to load. What kind of day do you think it would be with that Bloody Wonder?
It's going to hop around just like the other one. It's a little more resilient to the wind than its wings don't flap. But it will, the whole airplane will go up and down, really quick with little micro bursts of balloons of air.
I was kind of hoping to get my Bloody Wonder back up this afternoon. What do you think?
You might be prepared for stubbing its nose if you're coming in for a landing. I mean, just if you, it's up to you. It's more risky than when it's calm.
Hold off on that then. All right. And, I'll just bring the Bixler over, and we'll see what we can do with the Bixler, and see if we can do any good. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and start loading up and coming on over there.
All right. Mine's got a few more minutes on the battery that's charging, and it'll be done. It was only one flight on that battery yesterday, so it was down to like 3.9 volts, so it should be done here in about 5 or 10 minutes. And then I'll head that way. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
It'll take me to get situated and loaded, so I'll
Head
over there and call you on the radio when I head over. And Bill, I hope you're doing well, buddy. We didn't mean to freeze you out there. We just doing our flight plans.
No problem. I just happen to hear you in there. I'm sitting there running some DX to all these contest stations, testing all their equipment for tomorrow.
What contest is
it? No, there's a bunch of them down in Curacao and the Turks and Caicos and all that down there. They got some huge stations down there. And a bunch of the guys flew down there.
All right. Are they doing voice or
FTA? No, it's all on voice.
Well, any prerequisites? You got to have a number or anything like that?
No. This is the ARRL Worldwide DX contest this weekend. Just up on the webpage, and it'll tell you all about it.
Good enough. Listen, I got to jump and run, son. I got to get loaded and go flying. Good to talk to you. 73-74, did we lay? I'm clear if you find
me. All right, sounds good. You guys have fun out there. Don't get hurt. We'll talk to y'all later. N4WRL.
4ULP AA1RD. 4ULP AA1RD. Bird AA1RD clear.
Dave, W4DJW, KB4CBA.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, Steve. Headed out to the field. On my way there. Mobile now, Steve.
I'm passing the Briar Patch at Jordan Road, and on my way down as we speak.
That's Dave. Fly an airplane. It'd be nice to be on the tennis court, too.
Well, what are you doing, guy?
I was in my mother-in-law and the grandkids came over while we were there. And so anyway, I'm headed back to the house. I got to change the oil on this thing. It's overdue.
Later this evening while your wife's cooking supper. Why don't you ride over to the field for just a little bit? Come fly with us.
I've got leftovers. In fact, she won't be, she's house-sitting, so she won't be home probably at about 9:30, so I'm going to eat long before that. And I've been putting this all behind, so I need to get this done.
I understand all you old retired geezers and your priorities. Golly gracious. Man, your responsibility is to have fun. You put in your time.
Dave.
I'm with him. I should be at home cleaning concrete or cutting grass or blowing leaves. And instead, I'm loaded up and headed to the airfield.
Well, I just wanted you to jump in there, so didn't want to leave you out of the mix there. So anyway, well, I tell you, my sister's my wife's at her sister's house, and they've gone on vacation, and their mom lives there, and so they have to watch after her. Plus, they have two cats that have to be pampered, and one of them has to have medicine every day, and they have to eat separately. You know, one's got one kind of food, and the other one can't eat it, and it's just a mess. And so my wife's over there, you know, dealing with all that, and then the kids come running in, you know, they're like, she's afraid they're going to break something. It was really funny.
Hey, Dave, even more reason to come out and play rookie. We're a bad influence. You radio check, please. Go ahead, radio check.
Radio check on my old handset. How am I coming in?
That sounds like Dave. Dave Duran. Oops, excuse me. That's 3 days. Oh, my God.
73 to you. Thank you.
Didn't get a call sign on that one there. What was your call sign, boss?
Foxtrot Victor.
He's talking wild. of wires is coming up. He's not on Echolink. And what's happening is he keys up and he answers your question, and then you get the last syllable of the last word that he says because he's talking while wires is doing its thing, if it's a Yaesu radio. So if you've got a little atomic signal, a little atomic symbol on one of your keys, that is also the power key. If you press the function button, it looks like you punched that button without punching the function button once, and that turned wires on. So the first part of what you're saying, nobody's hearing. So what you want to do instead is key up and wait for a half a second or a whole second and then start talking, because we're only getting like the last syllable of the last word that you're saying. 74DJW.
Jet information. This is N2VFV, November 2, Victor, Foxtrot, Victor.
That was a whole lot better. We got it that time. Now the next thing to do is figure out why that beep is in there covering up the first word and the first syllable of the next word. Are you on a Yaesu handheld?
Yaesu FT60.
You have a button on your mic that looks like an atomic symbol. You got off your X that time. Next time, while I'm talking, look at your signal strength meter on your radio and move it around until it goes up to the highest point that you can see. Move it around, and when it's at that highest point, that's where you want your radio to be when you're talking, because that last transmission, we didn't get anything.
Got it right now. I see the symbol
that you're
talking about also. I
picked
it up in the top right-hand corner.
Get that? Did you copy that? I'm getting a lot of static.
Yeah, I pulled part of it out. I believe he said that he found the symbol, and he's going to try to get that wires disengaged. I thought maybe he had a severe delay from Echolink, but you're right. That's that wires problem.
Guys, get back to your chit chat. I've got to go in and get some housework done here. The YL is needing me, so enjoy yourselves and 73 is to you. Maybe I'll catch you guys again later on.
Give up. We'd like to hear you in there more. Get to know you. Keep working at it. You'll get that fixed. That issue with the tone fixed. But if you got another radio, you can put them on the same frequency and key it up, and you'll hear what we're hearing. You'll know what that's all about then. Anyway, take care, W4DJW Mobile. Over to you, David.
AB4CBA. Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing. So what are you saying? Wires is, what is that?
Europe. Let me see if I got it. We have a thing that's kind of like Echolink, but it's not. You know, Echolink was the first one. Well, actually, before that, there's some others. IRLP, for example, was one. Wires is one. Echolink is one. And then later came DMR. They're all ways that you can use the Internet to extend your range. That's basically all of them do the same thing. Some of them some of them convert protocols. Some of them have special keys that are required to make them work. Wires is just another one of a half a dozen different ways of using the Internet to extend your length, and that's the European way. And Yaesu incorporated wires in all of their radios, and you can turn it on with one push of a button. It's the button that's got the little atomic symbol on it, and that same button parallels as your power button. So the reason people turn it on all the time is they want to increase their power. But if they fail to push the function button, or if they push the function button and wait too long before they hit the atomic symbol, or they push the function button and then push the atomic symbol twice, and there's enough time in between, it'll switch out of the function mode and it'll be in the wires mode and it'll turn wires on. Hope that helps.
I heard of that, so I was just curious. Okay, well, that explains similar to Echolink. I couldn't figure out what was going on there, but I knew there was definitely something different there when he keyed up. Go ahead, Steve.
It'll be
vehicle over here. You'll be the fifth. I'm hopping out, and I am getting over here to get everything set up. So, KB4, CBA, have a good day, bud. 73's Dave, I'm over here at the field, ready to go. 73's KN4, VWA, clear.
I'm about ready to get on Jug Factory, and I only stay on there for about a mile or two, and then I'll be on Jordan, so I'm right behind you, over halfway there, W4DJW. Go ahead, David.
Well, I'm on Lee Road, if anybody cares. just went by my old high school, Eastside High School, me and Steve, let's see, where'd you go to high school, Dave?
Same place as you, I'm just a couple years behind you, maybe three. I graduated in 76.
3 years behind me, so, yeah, I didn't know many of you underclassmen. Yeah, we kind of turned our nose up at the at the underclassmen. You know how that goes. But we did work at the S station together, so.
Good when you were that age. That was part of being that age. Back in those days, those were the good old days. But I wouldn't want to go back to them.
Knowing what I know now, I would like to go back.
Based it on the young, because of what you know now versus what you knew then. But it was, there was no such thing as iPhones or text messaging or electric motors for airplanes to fly, or cars broke down every third. You know, the lifetime of a car was about 60,000 miles. That was it. It was shot. Bearings had to be replaced. Nah, I don't want to go back to those days.
Well, okay. Well, it's not like I got a time machine in my hip pocket or anything. So, but anyway, I'm sure that there'd be people standing in line.
I knew they could get back here afterwards. I might go back there for a day, but in the end, I don't think so. Well, I'm here at the field, so, and wow, they cut down a bunch of big trees. They got a company out there cutting down trees. It's going to be some clear skies. Anyway, good talk to you, Dave. Be careful the rest of the way home. KB4CBA, W4DJW.
And we'll talk to you later. W4DJW, KB4CBA, mobile.
CBA, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KB4CBA, good afternoon.
I was going to ask Steve this, but he jumped out real quick. Heard from Phil, W4NGU, lately?
Not in the last few days. My last communication with him was through text, and he wasn't feeling well. But well, that's not true. And then I texted him back, and he said he was feeling better. So he should be on the mend by now.
Just wondering, I hadn't heard him on the radio in a while. I knew his parents or his dad or something had not been feeling well, and I just wanted to make sure everything was okay.
His dad is in the greatest of health. Yeah, the last time I talked to Phil about that, so yeah, I hope everything's okay. I think he would probably shoot me a text if something was going on.
I used to hear him pretty regularly in the morning, so I didn't realize he'd been under the weather too. So, all right. Well, if you hear him or see him, tell him I said hello. And you know, I didn't always come back to when he came on the air, but I haven't heard him in a while, so I'm glad. I figured you would know, or if there was anything else worse, you would know for sure, you or Steve.
Steve talks to him more than I do, but anyway, so where are you right now?
The road at 85, headed down towards Donaldson Center. I'm actually not going quite there. I'm just headed that direction. I just picked up a full trailer from one of my customers, and I got to take an empty back. They're going to fill it back up again and have another one for me later on this afternoon.
I would have to get in touch with my son-in-law. I was going to go pick up a moped that's in impound for a friend of ours. Her brother was killed on the moped. He was riding it, and he ran off the road, hit a tree, and it threw him off the moped, and he rolled down the hill and hit his head, and that's what actually killed him. And his moped's in impound, and the sister lives in Virginia, so we told her, you know, we'd take care of it and get it out of impound. She's already paid him. But anyway, but come to find out, I talked to the sergeant. He said I'm going to need a trailer because he says it's got mud all over it and it's leaking oil. And so I'm going to get one of my son-in-laws and yes, if he'll go and pick it up with me. And I don't know what we'll do with it. I don't know what kind of shape it's in.
Sorry, where are they keeping it? Where's the impound? Where do you have to go for that?
Freer Police, so it's wherever they impound their vehicles. I know where the county does, because I used to work for the county, and the impound was right across the street from the vehicle service center where I worked. But a lot of them were drug cars, and they have an auction there every year, and they auction off a bunch of those cars if they've, you know, they've gone through the system. But I don't know where Greer's is, so I didn't get that far with him because I figured I got to find something to pick it up in before I need to know where it is.
I must think.
Buddy and leaking oil, nah, that would be a negative, Ghost Rider.
Let me see if I can find it, but this morning on the way to work, I saw a guy driving a Tesla, and he was pulling a landscaping trailer with that Tesla, and he was doing about 75 going down the, coming between Travelers Rest and Greenville on Poinsett. And I got up beside him at a traffic light, and he looked like a mountain man. It was just like three odd things together, a mountain man, a Tesla, and a landscaping trailer. But he might be able to help you out.
An odd combination, you know. That's like, I guess the opposite of that would be a Yugo with a big trailer on the back of it.
Those vehicles have a lot of torque. I think it's 100% torque to the wheels because the drive, the electric drive they have. But I still don't know what kind of damage it might do to the transmission. Of course, it was an empty trailer. I mean, I don't know what he's going to load it with. But I figure if he can afford the Tesla, he probably is not too worried about it. But the county impound, was that there on Keith Drive?
Changed it. It's right there at the service center. The gas pumps are on the right. Well, if you turn off 291 on the Keith, it's there. The impound lot's the first thing, and then the gas pumps are the second thing on the right, and the service center's on the left. And you know, it could be full of old police cars, and they have some other cars, like with the codes department and some heavy equipment. But they don't deadline a lot of heavy equipment. It just keeps going and going. But anyway, it's interesting to get at those auctions. Of course, I used to have to, you know, go when I worked there, and It was just interesting to see what the cars went for.
And I see them advertised every once in a while. And I have seen a lot of rec police cars or sheriff's deputy sheriff's cars out there too. Kind of sad. But anyway, I gotta drop this trailer. I'll be back in a little bit. M4ZLK.
I'm in the garage, so I'm gonna jump out of here. I gotta change oil on this thing. Alright, you be careful out there. 73 is KB4CBA.
Good, that LK.